Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, Karen, here we are.
And we're here.
So, since our last podcast, we want to know, what have you learned about yourself? Well, and we can't hear your answer. So it's just something to think about, right? This is when we are really going to be asking a lot of questions and bringing in some concept with everything that's going on in the world right now. And as there's a lot of tension, and there is a lot going on. There's also a lot of hope. So the key question is to keep asking yourself that. What have I learned about myself?
And Jen, I want to know what you learned about life. Like, not just yourself. I want to know, like, what'd you learn about other people? I want to know what'd you learn about other people's lives. Because this is just so big. And of course it starts, I mean, we do so much about, you know, leading yourself, leading others, leading in your business. But I think a big part of this right now is you need to, yeah, obviously you need to learn about yourself. But I just want to learn so much about other people. And I want to understand more. I want to understand other people's perspectives, because I know my own. And I know, for the most part, most of my friends, right? I know a lot of, you know, my families. Like, I get what I get, but I don't get what I don't get. So it's my responsibility to expand kind of like my own, I don't know, my own world, to understand things that I don't understand or ask questions about what I don't get. And it's funny, because when we were even discussing having this podcast and this conversation, it's like, all right, what do we call it? Like, and this is about asking those questions. Or is this going to be about racial justice? Is this going to be about racial injustice? Is this going to be about racial equality? Is this going to be about racial inequality? Like, what's the answer? And I'll be honest, I don't know what the answer is. And I think that you just need to throw out again, what are the questions that we need to ask ourselves? And I don't want to say, okay, we have to land on a quote unquote right answer. But I think it's just for us, it's just asking the questions about, what are you even thinking about? Like, what are you thinking about that you never thought of before, without kind of getting stuck in your head and overthinking something, if that makes sense?
Oh, totally. I think this is a great example, right? So just in terms of the languaging around, and it's going to come from various different viewpoints and how you see the world, what's important to you, where your values are personally, maybe influences about what you've been exposed to or what other family members have been exposed to. So, Kara, as you and I know this, the listeners don't, but we have these discussions about just even the racial equality or racial justice or injustice, and how do we say it. I personally, for myself, have decided I am going to focus on racial equality. I think that we have certain elements where justice needs to be served. I think we have certain, many different places that we have inequality showing up, from education systems to we have law enforcement, we have job hiring, we have workplaces. Like, there's so much that goes into this really big thing that I've decided I am focused on racial equality. And there are times that justice needs to be brought in and injustice needs to be highlighted. But at the end of the day, how do we create a viewpoint of everybody is equal and they're treated equal, and the systems in place don't create more of a divide.
You know, it's so funny, Jen, like not necessarily funny, haha, but that is, if you were to have asked me before we started having this conversation, which one of the four of those things that I threw out you would pick. And there's no doubt in my mind you would have picked racial equality. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why.
You want me to tell you why?
I do.
Because it's an optimistic viewpoint. And what I feel like that does is you're a person that you have hope.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I think that if focusing on hope and focusing on, yes, this is what it is that we want, it's moving forward. And it's not saying that we don't need to learn from history, because we certainly do. And we're not saying that there's not inequality, because there is. But the thing is it's our hope that there will be racial equality. Like, everybody should be equal. And with that optimistic and that hopeful side of the two of us, it's not about putting rose-colored glasses on, but this is what we want. And if you think about what we do in our professional life, you know, as leadership development specialists, right, we help people recognize where they are, where they want to be, and what's in the way. And right there, with that racial equality, that's where we want to be. So totally makes perfect sense you landed on that.
Yeah, well, and it's what we're working towards, not what we're working against. What's in the way is the inequality, right? So yeah. What's in the way is the truth of what's happening. And so, but I yes, Kara, I totally can see why you would say that. Because for both of us, this is what I want. It does not mean, though, I'll deny what is,
right.
But it's about what I'm working towards.
Yeah, big time. And you know what else, Jen, it makes me think about, too. I know that I said this morning, that I feel like if we were to put an insanely diverse group of people in a room together, I still, and this, I don't believe this is rose-colored glasses. I believe that this is real. I believe that we would align on so much more than what we don't align on. And I think that is one of the things that's going to be part of the solution, is focusing on what can we agree on, like what are we aligned on, and understanding what we are aligned on, and then being able to have the conversations with each other about, okay, where do we go from here kind of thing. And I know that, and I'm not sure if we were going to get into this direction with this today, but I'm going to go here anyway. I think that a big part of what this is we have to start small. I don't feel like we should be like, oh my gosh, well, why doesn't the leadership in our country take care of this? Well, why don't we take care of this? And I've stressed again and again and again to people to, you know, reach out to their local police chiefs, reach out to their local mayors, you know, reach out to their town administrators and say, we need to start having some conversations. And for those of you guys that don't know me, right, I am a retired police chief, 25 years and 2 months, yes, in law enforcement. And to look at this whole picture right now, like there's so many cities and towns and boroughs in this country. And if everybody focused on their one small spot, and we're able to say, okay, let's clean up our own houses and let's fix the hiring processes. Let's fix the training. Let's fix the supervision. Let's do all these things right now. And let's not worry about the giant picture, because the giant picture will work and will look better if we start focusing on the smaller things first. So I think that it's incumbent upon people to have these conversations with people that can make changes.
Yeah. I get the desire also to go big, right? Oh, and yeah. We got to do what we can while other people are doing what they can, while other people are doing what they can, so that there is collective ripple happening at all different levels. And yes. And we can get there.
Yeah,
we
totally.
We can totally get there, but we have to keep an open mind, keep asking the questions, and being able to say, what are you working towards and what do you still need to know in order to get there? Great.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our No BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.